In the world of New York jazz clubs, Mondays are for big bands. There's one at the Village Vanguard, which continues the work of the late drummer Mel Lewis. Another at Sweet Basil plays the music of the late Gil Evans. The band at Condon's is led by Clifford Jordan. They have a new album. Jordan fan Kevin Whitehead has a review.
When a jazz band works one night a week at the same club, the way Clifford Jordan's does at Condon's, a social atmosphere develops among regulars who come to listen with one ear and hang out with the other. Whatever else jazz is, it's a social music. In a setting like that, you don't want the music to be too subtle. Jordan's 15-piece band doesn't break new ground, but they swing hard. Their intonation gets blurry, but Jordan obviously wants it loose and boisterous. If there's one thing Wynton Marsalis has shown jazz, it's how dull perfection can be. That's from Jordan's new live album, Down Through the Years, recorded last fall for Milestone. The record does what it should do, which is showcase Clifford Jordan, a true master of the tenor saxophone. Like Coleman Hawkins or Sonny Rollins, he's tinkered with the sound as he's gotten older to keep from repeating himself. His tones become more harsh and edgy, more pitiless. And if that makes his ballads a shade less heartbreaking, he's better equipped to spearhead this band. Jordan isn't the only good soloist in his band, which includes trumpeter Dizzy Reese, pianist Ronnie Matthews, and the king of the jazz euphonium, Kayani Zawadi. Still, the pieces Jordan dominates are best, and he rightly claims more solo space than anyone else. I mean, why go through the headaches of having your own band if you're not going to indulge yourself?
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator in New York. He wrote the discography for the new edition of The Jazz Book, published by Lawrence Hill.